Well, it's been a couple of months since we spoke. I'm not sure what happened in January, but for whatever reason, our local historian, Chris Robinson, didn't join us, but he is with us for February's catch-up. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, thanks, Tim.
Well, it's nice to see you, as always. And we're going to talk swimming pools.
Well, yeah, I was looking at some images of Central Park swimming pool the other day, and I thought, I remember, because I was a boy when it opened, how exciting that was. And it was the first, well, not the first truly indoor swimming pool in Plymouth that was accessible to the public, because that was the Ballard Centre that opened just down the road from here.
Right.
But that one's gone as well. That opened in about 63, I think it was, and Central Park swimming pool opened in 65 and was slightly bigger. Ballard's was exactly 25 yards, and there'll be a whole generation of Plymouthians out there that can remember getting their 25-yard swimming certificate because it was something to aim for.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, there's quite a few people out there as well, similar sort of vintage to you and I,
yeah,
Tim, that still can't swim.
Really?
That were just a bit behind that curve.
Ah, okay. Because our generation, it was a part of the curriculum. You had to go and have swimming lessons at school, didn't you?
Yeah, and they can't. And they're a bit shy about admitting at whatever age it might be that they can't swim. And there are really good adult courses. So I think anybody that can't, that's been thinking about it, just bite the bullet and go for it. Because it becomes easier anyway, I think, as you get older, because it's like riding a bike once you can do it. You've just wondered how on earth you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You
know, my dad, who sadly passed away over Christmas, but he never learned to swim in his life. He was nearly 89, but he was in the Navy. He was just saying to him, "Dad, how can you join the Navy? You can't swim." "Oh, well, I can float," he said. "I said, no, I can float on my back."
Well, it made me think about the swimming pools that we have in the city. And, of course, there's the Lido, which is probably the most conspicuous outdoor one, but there's also the Mount Wise pools that are still open. I know Plymouth College, which has an indoor swimming pool now, and Leander use it a great deal to teach people to swim as well as other things. They had an outdoor swimming pool in 1902, which I think was probably the first in the area. But Central Park gone, replaced by the Life Centre. And it made me think, well, Seton's gone as well. There was a swimming pool at Seton Barracks that a lot of people will remember. The Ballard one's gone. The Pavilion's fun pool has it's still there, but it's not used anymore.
Of course,
which is a great shame.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking, well, where can you go for a swim that isn't the Life Centre in Plymouth at the moment? And there's a whole stack, because Marjohn's have got quite a sizable pool. Plimpton, there's a pool there. There's one at Fort Stamford. There's one at the Nuffield. There's the Holiday Inn's got a small one, the Continental's got a small one. I've just learnt that there's going to be a swimming pool in the new hotel that is proposed for the Ho. And there's lots of these little pools now. And you think, well, there's no excuse for people not to learn to swim because there's so many indoor pools around. The other interesting thing about Central Park one, though, was it was bigger than Ballard Centre. So it was the first 30-metre or 30-yard indoor pool, but it wasn't Olympic length. That was the crazy thing.
Yeah.
33 yards was so that they could do 100-yard over three lengths. So it was typical Plymouth at the time.
Well, actually, it maybe so, but I was growing up in Southampton, and they did the same. They built a pool that was about, I don't know, about maybe three feet or slightly less short of Olympic length, and it was ridiculous because they had Olympic swimmers or potential Olympic swimmers there. Why would you build a pool that's just too short to actually train on?
It was a question a lot of people asked at the time, and there wasn't really, I don't think, a sensible answer, because it's not going to cost you that much more, is
it? You wouldn't think, would you?
You have the land, you've got everything, you've got the guys to build the structure. It just didn't make any sense at all at the time.
Mind you, in those days, we did think in feet and inches rather than metres, so maybe that had something to
do with it. Well, but I think it was 30... memory might serve me badly, but I seem to recall it was a 30-yard pool, and if it had been 33 and a third, then you could have done three lengths and done your 100 yards, you know.
Well, there you go. I mean, I don't suppose there's any prospect of building any more new ones at the moment, other than in hotels, are there? You've got the Life Centre, which is the big one.
There was talk in the William Yard when they were going to develop the Melville block, that there was to be a swimming pool in where the car park is now there.
Right.
And there's been a lot of pressure over a long period of time to try and get a public pool in Plimstock.
Yeah.
Because they have one in Plimpton. There is one in Stanford Leisure Centre. But again, that's quite comparative. I think that's 16 metres or something. It's comparatively short. And so there is an appetite to try and get one in Plimstock, as far as I'm aware. But yeah, the Life Centre, it's great because it's fit for purpose. There's an international diving board facility there as well. So Plymouth can actually pat itself on the back for once.
Very good. Well, thank you, as always. And I won't say see you next month because I won't be here next month, but you'll be here next month, hopefully, with Neil.
Well, indeed. And it's been a pleasure, Tim, over the last couple of years.
7 years we've been doing this, believe it or not. Really? Terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
As much for me as for you. But anyway, thank you so much, Chris.
All the best.
All the best.